What are your values? I want you to carefully consider your own value systems: health, family, freedom, justice, equality, creativity, health, physical fitness, social change, ministry, people, giving, faith. One of the things that's important to me is ministry. One of the things that's important to me is faith. One of the things that's important to me is giving. One of the things I found in my pastoral ministry or my pastoral career is one of the things that can frustrate destiny is when a person does not share the same values of faith as you do.
Move freely with Sculpted. Specializing in workout attire made to maximize your movement and training, trust Sculpted for your men's and women's athletic wear. From pump covers and joggers to sports bras and leggings, use the code ALLEN10 to save 10% off your first purchase today. Visit www.sculpted.co.
I'm cute though. Y'all know I ain't lying. Yes, sir. Yo. Welcome to Bed With Y'all. It's about to be phenomenal. It's about to go down, y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, typically God doesn't choose our destiny partners. And I think we need to understand that, make it very plain and simple. God doesn't choose our destiny partners. The greatest gift that God has given every human being is the gift of free will. You choose your destiny partner. The problem with that is this, y'all. We don't ask God who we should partner with for our destiny. What we do is we choose and then we say, God, come and bless this. And so did you hear what I said on that? Mm-hmm. We typically choose what we want and then we invite God to bless. I don't think you can choose a destiny partner without inviting or inquiring of God first. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of just give you a suggestion that if in fact you want to have a destiny partner, you must first be convinced of your own destiny. You don't get to choose partners first and then pursue destiny secondly. It doesn't work like that. So I want to give you several things that you can do because I'm behind time and most people took up my time in our segment. Mm. And so I want to give you some advice on how to choose destiny partners. Pay attention to this, y'all. Pay attention. If you want to have a destiny partner, if you want to choose properly, number one, be serious about your own destiny before you're serious about partners.
That's good.
Before you're serious about destiny partners, be serious about your destiny. How do I become serious about my destiny? I have to wake up every single day in pursuit of my own purpose, in pursuit of what I believe God has destined me to do. Number two, don't be afraid to say no. Pay attention to this. No is risky, but it can save you time and heartbreak.
That's good. Wow.
You cannot have destiny and you're afraid to disappoint. You cannot have destiny, but be afraid to disappoint. It is okay. Now, hear me. I want to say this again. Saying no is risky. That means what I mean by that is it could be another 2 years before you have partnership. But in those 2 years, I may not have partnership, but I may have peace because I said no 2 years prior.
Wow.
So if you're going to have destiny, it's okay to say, you know what? I'm so serious about my destiny. I don't think this is the person for me. It is okay to look at someone and say, you are a good person, but I don't know if you're good for me.
Yeah.
Number three, look for people with similar value systems. We don't say that much in this culture. Nobody talks about value systems. Values. What are your values? I want you to carefully consider your own value systems. Here's some examples of value. Value, core values: wealth, family, freedom, justice, equality, creativity, health, physical fitness, social change, ministry, people, giving, faith. We have to have similar values. One of the things that's important to me is ministry. One of the things that's important to me is faith. One of the things that's important to me is giving. One of the things I found in my pastoral ministry or my pastoral career is one of the things that can frustrate destiny is when a person does not share the same values of faith as you do. When a person does not share the same values of giving, for example, you may be a tither, you believe in tithe, and you have a heart to give, you have a heart to bless God's house, you have a heart to bless God's people, but you have a partner that does not agree with that. Well, when you are married, your funds become one.
Yeah.
And so that can frustrate. You may believe in harvest and overflow. They may believe in saving and don't see the they don't see the importance of investing in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Now you're going. So this is a strain. Here it is on your destiny.
Wow. Yeah.
So I want to take the dating phase of a relationship to investigate not just how much money you have, but do we share similar values? Wow. Number four, look for people who make you better. Look for people who make you better. We got to go, but look for people who make you better. So I want you to examine the relationships you're in, whether you are in a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship, whether you're in a friendship relationship. What does that doesn't matter. Have you become a better individual while you've been in this environment? The friends that you have you become a better person because of them? The romantic relationship that you're in, have you become a better individual? Hello? Have you become better? Have you improved? Have you grown? Have you started to set higher goals? Have you been more aware of yourself? Have you had to come to a reality that you are not as healthy as you thought you were? And it was because of this relationship that helped you see, wow, I have some improvement. Have you become better? There's no way you're going to have a destiny partner and you are not becoming better because of them. Number five, do not choose people out of fear.
Jesus.
Don't choose people out of fear. Don't take, listen to me, with all due respect, don't take leftovers. I'll just marry this person that's available because I'm afraid that I won't ever be married. I'll just take this group of people because they accept me for who I am. I'm afraid I won't ever find authentic, genuine people. So I'll just take whatever. Never choose people out of fear. Choose people out of purpose. Number six, here's one. Pray. If I want to choose a destiny partner, pray. Don't pray after you choose. Pray before you choose. Lord, whatever your God is this the person you have destined for me to be in relationship with? Here's what I've experienced. When it's time to pray about a relationship, you're typically afraid because you don't want to know the answer. Is anybody on the other side of this?
You don't want to know the answer now.
Pray and invite God in every decision that you make, including your relationships. That's not it. And then wait on the man to respond. Whoa. Our God does speak. Mm-hmm. Number seven, destiny is developed and people have to as well. Destiny is developed. You are not ready for your destiny right now. You're developing into it. So do not expect people to come already made and ready. Be willing to walk with people as they grow and develop. Oh yeah, that's a good one. You develop into destiny, which leads me to my number eight. Get rid of your list. Get rid of your list because God has a way of giving us something that we never expected. And your list puts God in a box. But if I have a list, I don't give people room to develop. So she got to be this. She got to be that. She got to be that. Our men's session was similar to that last week. She got to be this. She got to be that. She got to be. 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 No, that's not destiny. Destiny is developed. So give people the same grace that you want people to give to you. You are developing. You ain't all the way there. So it's okay with having people, friends, relationships where people are not all the way there.
But if you have a list, you won't allow people to develop. You will expect perfection. And here's a problem. You want God to send you perfection, but they're partnered with your imperfections. Okay. Number 9. Destiny is clear, not confusing. So get rid of roller coaster relationships. Destiny is clear, it's not confusing. God doesn't hear this. God is very clear. So if I'm in a relationship that's up and down, up and down, up and down, that is a clear sign that that's not a destiny partner, because God is not a God of confusion. Roller coaster relationships are distractions to destiny. Number 9, or last, destiny. Here's the one that you're going to choke up on. Destiny is not attached to lust.
Help the people.
Bro. If all you can say is she got a big booty, that's not a destiny, destiny partner.
I'm sorry.
Destiny is attached to purpose, meaning, fulfillment, yeah, discipline, joy, happiness.
Joy.
So if the only thing that person is good for is feeding your lustful cravings, that's not a destiny partner. That's a distraction.